Welcome to Torati Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipporah Weinberg, and today we'll be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 48. This Perek contains rebuke, censure to Klal Yisrael, not reproach for sins committed, but rather a general critique, admonishment to them as a group, for not wanting to leave their homes in exile, for not being ready to leave Bavel and to return to the land of Israel. For context, we turn back to the process of exile itself. We know that in the Navi Yirmiyahu, in Perek 29, Klal Yisrael was encouraged and told, when they were resistant to do so, that when they go down to Bavel, they should behave in a manner normal and live their lives once again as normal citizens. Benuvatim v'shevu v'nituganos v'ichlu es piryan. You're supposed to go down and you're supposed to build houses. You're supposed to plant gardens and eat their produce. K'chu nashim v'olidu banim uvanos. K'chu levnechem nashim v'espinoseichem tunu la'anashim. V'seiladna banim uvanos revusham v'altim atu. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters to men. Let them bear sons. Speaking about the future generations that should and must establish themselves on this foreign soil. And v'dirshua shlom ha'ir asher ha'glesi eschem shama v'espalalu ba'ada. This type of affiliation of seeking the peace for the city where Hashem exiled Bnei Yisrael to go and to pray for it, to daven to Hashem that in the peace of this city, kivish shloma, when it has peace, yalachem shalom, you too will have peace. And even though the Jews were initially shocked about the transportation to Bavel, about the exile to Bavel, they were told to root themselves there in this way and to become a part of the landscape. So now, this nevuah of Yeshayahu is being given years before even that exile took place. But Yeshayahu is foretelling that when the time will come for Koresh to extract them from Bavel, to bring them back, they'll be so far and deep in the land of Bavel that they won't be available to the kriya of Koresh, to the call of Koresh, which Hashem is explaining that is in fact a call of redemption. The Jews will have lives, careers, neighborhoods, and it's not a Jewish Messiah that's redeeming them. It's the Persian Koresh. This predicament and response, the words of Hashem through the Navi Yeshayahu, is the thrust of our perek. Shimu zos beis Yaakov hanikra'im b'shem Yisrael. The pasuk is not complimentary in tone to Bnei Yisrael, as it calls them beis Yaakov that are called in the name of Israel. Umimei Yehuda yatsa'u. You came from the very waters of Yehuda. You're always utilizing the name of Hashem. Hanishba'im b'shem Hashem uvelokei Yisrael yazkiru. You're reminding yourself of the name of Hashem and of God Hashem himself. Lo ve'emes v'lo v'tzdaka. But you're invoking his name not in an ingenuous way. It doesn't really come from your essence. Ki me'ir ha'kodesh nikra'u v'al elokei Yisrael nismachu. You've come from the holiest place, the holy city, and you always call in the name of Hashem and relied on him. Hashem tzavako shemo. Hashem is the one who is the true Hashem. You're leaning on that support, but it is not coming from a true and honest place. Nothing inside is real. Harishonos me'az higadata umipi yatzu v'ashmi'em pisom asisi v'tavona. The next three psukim, this and the following two, surround the concept of distant prophecy that Yeshayahu speaks even before Bavel became this huge empire and the Jews come back. In the time that the Geula comes, I want you to remember something. I knew about it even before it happened. And it happened. So from this you see that the nevuah is true. Harishanos me'azigadati, I told you about these from the very beginning. And from my mouth these words came forth, the words of the Navi predicting this future. Suddenly I acted, and these things came to pass. Mida'ati ki kasheh ata v'gid barzel erpacha u'mitzchacha nechusha. Why? Because I know how hard you are, and how stubborn you are. And you will not want to believe it, and your will is like bronze. But I told you all of these things from the very beginning. V'agid lecha me'az b'terem tavo hishmaticha, even before it came to pass. Pentomar atzbi asam ufisli v'niski tzivam. Because otherwise you might say, my idols caused this to happen. My carved and molten images ordained them. And so the fact that when this nevuah comes true, this is one of the proofs that the Torah brings for verifying who is actually a Navi, who is actually a prophet, the realization, the authentication of these prophecies in real time. And that's what the Navi is predicting here all these many years in advance. And so then Yeshayahu sets up a rhetorical question. Don't you see, can't you tell that everything that you heard about is happening, is appearing in front of your eyes? Shamata chaze kula, va'atem halo sagidu. These things that come to pass are like a vision in front of you. And now that you see, now that you know, isn't it true that I'm telling you the news that will happen later? Chadashos me'ata unitzuros v'lo yadatem. Even from such an early time, I'm telling you the news of things that haven't yet even begin to come to pass. And the nitzuros, those things that are secreted away, are things that you had no way of knowing. There was no word or even hint that anything like this would happen, but aren't those very things being revealed right now? Ata nivru velo me'az, velifnei yom velo shima'atam, pentomar hine yida'atin. You'd never have known of it, and you'd never have heard of it, if not for the idea that I knew there'd come a time that you'd betray me. You'll imagine that all of this came from your idols, and that all of this was something that you ascribed to other gods. So now you'll see that it is all from me. You had no other source to know about it, only from these statements sent by Hashem. So it's very interesting, the terminology of ata nivra'u, now they were created. What's being created here? The nevuah is like a creation. No one knew about it before it was stated, so this reality only comes into being with this iteration of the Navi. From the moment he speaks it out and sets these actions into motion, they are created in this world. So Hashem is creating this reality by giving the words of the Nevuah to Yeshayah to speak. Gam lo shamata, gam lo yadata, gam me'az lo pitcha aznecha, ki yadati bagod tivgod, ufoshea mi beten, koralach. I know you'd never have heard of it if not for the idea that I knew there'd come a time that this will be something that you won't believe. So I'm not only telling this to you to minimize the power of Avodah Zarah in your eyes, but also for my name's sake, I will never destroy you. Leman shemi a'arechapi u'sehilasi echtamlach levilti hacharisecha. It's for the sake of my own name that I don't want you destroyed. It's for my own glory that I'm patient with you. Hine tzeravticha v'lo v'chasef, b'charticha b'chur oni. The exile process is coming litzrof, litzaref, to refine you, but not as silver is burned to reduce its impurities. I purified you in a gentle manner. I tested you with affliction, be'oni, but I never actually destroyed you. And now the centerpiece of the perek in the following pasuk, lima'ani, lima'ani, a'aseh, ki eich yechal, uchevodi la'acher lo etin. It's repeated as if in pain, these words, lema'ani, lema'ani, for my sake do I act, so that my name not be dishonored. When we began this grouping of prakim from Perek 40, if we remember, the words in the beginning of Nechama and consolation about the galus were, ki mal'a tzeva'a, ki nirtza avona. The geula is coming because Klal Yisrael deserve it seemed to say. It had already lived out its punishment and its pain. But here we see Hashem saying, no, the geula is coming. It's not about you. It's about me. I'm acting for my own sake, so there won't be a chil Hashem, a dishonor of the name of Hashem. And I won't exchange you with another nation. We're in this together, so whether you deserve this or not, I'm going to redeem you. I would like to share a powerful Gemara in Psachim, which puts our Pasuk at front and center and takes us simultaneously through the entire history of Klal Yisrael's trials and triumphs and speaks to the power of tefillah that is in our hands all the way up to this moment in time, even at this very moment that we're sharing these words together. It is speaking about the words of Hallel that we say, Lo lanu, Hashem, lo lanu. Hashem, when we turn to you for Yeshua, for redemption, don't do it for our sake. Should we get saved in this position, it's going to be kilishimcha. It's going to be for your sake, for heaven's sake, tein kavod. For your name should we be rescued at this moment of peril. And Hashem responds. And it says, Tanu Rabbanan Hillel ze mi amru. Who said the following? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Moshe v'Yisrael amaruhu. Who said these words of lo lanu, Hashem lo lanu? Moshe and Yisrael did, b'shah she'amdu al hayam, heim amru, lo lanu, lo lanu. Meshiva ruach ha-kodesh v'amra lahen, lima'ani, lima'ani a'aseh. This happened at Klal Yisrael was standing at the Yam Suf and the Mitzrim were behind them and the water was in front of them. And they said, we have no schosim, so please Hashem, don't do it for our sake, do it for yours. And what was the response that Hashem responded? Our pasuk, I'll do it, lima'ani, lima'ani a'aseh. But Rabbi Huda says, who said these words? Yehoshua v'Yisrael amarohu, b'shah she'amdu alein malchei Kanaan, heim amru lo lanu lo lanu, umeshiva v'chulei. It was Yehoshua and his people who davened and prayed and asked Hashem, please save us now from the Kananim for your sake. Rabbi Elazar Hamodai Omer, Devoro Barak Imaruhu, Bishasha Amaralehem Sisra, Haim Amru Lo Lanu, Lo Lanu, Viruach HaKodesh Meshiva Vomer Eslehem, Lima'ani, Lima'ani Aaseh. This is another time when Devorah and Barak stood up, Devorah Hanaviah, to fight the Sisra in battle, and they were afraid that they would be overwhelmed, so they said these words, and we responded with Hashem answering in turn, Lima'ani, Lima'ani. Omer Chizkiyahu v'Seyato, Amaruhu b'sha she'amad aleihem Sancheirev, heim amru lo lanu, umeshiva v'chulei. In the times of Sancheirev, says Chizkiyahu, they were the ones who turned to Hashem so that they be saved. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chananya Mishal v'Azariah, Amaruhu b'sha she'amad aleihem Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, in the times of the Babylonian exile that we're talking about now. According to Rabbi Akiva, that was when this prayer was extended, and that was when Hashem answered in these words. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Omer Mardechai the Esther Amaruhu, but Rabbi Yossi HaGalili posits that it was Mardechai and Esther who said Lo Lanu when they were standing in front of Haman HaRasha. And so on we get until every single Kol Perek v'Perek v'al Kol Tzara v'Tzara Shalo Tavo Aleihem. Every time this happened, that Chachamim tell us that this was something that was given into our hands, LiYisrael, every time we had that, and in the future when we will ultimately be saved, Omrim Oso Al Ga'ilusan, we'll be saying these words once again about our Ge'ula, asking Hashem please today to please save us, not for our sake but from His sake, and this will be the response. The beauty of this Gemara is that throughout history, all of our redemptions were for the name of Hashem. We never had the temerity to stand before Hashem and say, we deserve it. We always felt unworthy, but we knew that the connection between us and Hashem was so strong that Hashem would say, I'm not checking your credits and debits. You're my nation, and our intimacy can never be broken. So even if you're unworthy, I will definitely do it for my sake. This Gemara and these words, Lema'ani, Lema'ani, A'aseh, empowers every person to pray without thought to her shortcomings or her iniquities. Remember that Hashem is our Father and our Rock, and He will help. He wants this connection to be eternal. And Psukim 12 to 16 repeat the message of Hashem's greatness. Shema Eli Yaakov Yisrael Mikor'i, Ani Hu, Ani Rishon, Af Ani Acharon. Listen to me, Yaakov, and Yisrael, who I called. I am He, I am the first, and I am the last as well. Af Yadi Yasda Eretz V'Yimini Tipcha Shamayim, Korei Ani Aleihem Ya'amdu Yachdav. My own hand founded the earth. Hashem founded the earth and skies with His word, with His utterance. He created them, and now every second He sustains them. So too, everything that happens in this world is my doing. Hikavtzu chulchem ushma'u, mivahem higides eile, Hashem ahevo ya'aseh chefzo bebavel uzuro'o kazdim. Everybody gather together. Listen, all of you. None of the gods can foretell any of this. The one that Hashem loves and chose, this is speaking about Koresh, will be given strength to work against Bavel and destroy the kazdim. Ani dibarti af kerasiv, haviyosiv v'hitzliach darko. I predicted and I called Him. I brought Him and He shall succeed in His mission. So recognize Him when He comes and go with Him, is what the Navi is saying. Kirvu elai shimuzos lo mirosh baseser dibarti me'es hayos hasham ani v'ata Hashem Elokim shalachani v'rucho. Draw near to me, everybody. Listen. Come close, says Yeshayahu. I'm not telling this in secret. I'm announcing it way in advance, and I'm not afraid to say it so many years before, because it will happen, and when it does, you will know it was Devar Hashem. And the final five psukim after all of this, now that you know the redemption is coming, and now that you know who's going to be the Redeemer, don't refuse it or push it aside. Ko amar Hashem, Goalcha Kedosh Yisrael, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Milamedcha Lehoil, Madrichacha B'derech Telech. So says Hashem, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Yisrael, I am teaching you the way you should go. My rebuke is purposeful. It is mission-driven. It is to guide you on the right path. Lu hikshavta l'mitzvosai, vayihicha nahar shlomecha v'tzidkascha kigalei hayam. If only you would have listened to my commands and you would listen, then your prosperity would be like a river and your triumph would be like the waves of the sea. Vayihicha chol zarecha v'tzetzaei me'echa chimotzav lo yikares v'lo yishamed shemo milfanai. Your children would be as many as the sand and their children would be as many as grains. Their name would never be cut off from me. They would have multiplied like this, and none would be destroyed in front of me. And here in the next pasuk, we have almost really a cry. It says, Tze'u mi bavel, birchu mi kazdim, bekol rina hagidu, hashmiu zos, hotzi'uha ad ketzei haaretz, imru, ga'al Hashem avdo Yaakov. Go forth from Bavel, go out of Bavel, and using the name kazdim again for Bavel. Declare with loud shouting, announce to the world, to all the ends of the earth, that Hashem has redeemed his servant Yaakov. And what is that geula going to look like? Velot samu bacharavos holicha mayim mitzur hizia lamo vayivkatzur vayizuvu mayim. They're not going to know any thirst. Hashem will give them water from a rock on the way. Symbolically, Hashem will give you everything you want when you go back to Eretz Yisrael. Ein shalom amar Hashem l'arasha'im. There's no peace for the wicked, says Hashem to the wicked ones. Don't be like them. Be open to the peace that Hashem is bringing to you, because whoever doesn't want the ge'ula won't get it. So please, learn from what Hashem is saying and do the right thing. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Ascender.